Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Ethne Nightingale
at the Hackney Picture House
in October 2012.
The theme of the night was scared.
I grew up in the north of England in a 40-roomed house. So it sounds very privileged, but it was far from the case. On the ground floor, there was a whole wine cellar that my father used to fill with bottles, and we used to take them back and get a penny or tuppence or whatever. Then it had a whole servants' quarters. There were no servants when we were there. And it had a whole floor of full of beautiful antique furniture, and then a whole row of bedrooms. And then in the top floor, there were some strange attic rooms. Some of the rooms were closed, so they were pretty scary, those rooms, and no one ever went into them. And because it was a 40-roomed house, and it was also next to a graveyard, and also there were 5 doors to this house, and we were always having burglars. And my mother seemed to develop a real way of dealing with burglars. She used to throw bricks at them on the front lawn, or she used to get hold of a frying pan and tackle them in the kitchen. And one day she broke her arm, and she actually got compensation for thousands of pounds for tackling this burglar. So as a small child, this was quite a scary place to grow up in. So from when I was very young, I used to lie in bed and I used to have nightmares. The worst one, I think, was sort of falling down this well and never sort of getting to the bottom. And I used to have 4 nightmares that used to come regularly. And I told myself that if anybody ever came into my bedroom, I would say to them, "Are you my cousin?" And this persisted. And every night I used to say, "If anybody comes into my bedroom, I'm going to say, 'Are you my cousin?'" And this lasted until when I was 17 and lying in my bed. My sister had gone off to college, and there was just my parents, who were quite aging, and lo and behold, the door opened with a man with a mask over his face, and he came down by my bed, and I said to him, "Are you my cousin?" And he was surprised, I think. He was a little stunned, and he took off the mask of his face, and he began to tell me his story of his life, and confide in me and tell me everything that had gone wrong with his marriage and his children and everything. And I listened. I had been taught to listen. I was a young Christian girl. I used to listen to people's problems. And then there was a time when it kind of changed, and his hands started to move a little under the bedclothes. But somehow I was in control of the situation by then. And I said to him, "I think it's time you left now, don't you?" And I accompanied him down to the front door. And he said, "You won't tell anybody about this, will you? You won't tell a soul." And I said, "No, no, I won't tell a soul. I won't tell anybody." And I slammed the door shut. And I thought, well, should I tell anybody? Should I just go to bed and sleep? And the next time somebody comes into my bedroom, I say, "Are you my cousin?" And then I thought, well, maybe that's not quite what I should do. So I went upstairs to my mother, and my mother was never quite somebody who quite believed in me. And And I said, I've just had a man in my room for the last 2 hours. It was about 2 a.m. And she said, don't be ridiculous. And I said, no, I really did. And I said, did you not hear the front door slam? Because it was a great big front door, Queen Anne, beautiful door with an angel in a shell over the top. And she said, why, yes, I heard the door slam. So then a predictable thing happened and the police were called and there was a great amount of fuss and I had to tell the story again and again and again. And I'm thinking, maybe I shouldn't have told this story because I promised I wouldn't tell about this man. And then I went on an identification parade and there he was and I looked him in the eye and he was the same person. And then I felt guilty and I said to my mother, you must go to court and say I don't want anything bad to happen to him. My mother did that. She went to court and she said, my daughter doesn't really want anything bad to happen to this man. And then he was a local milkman. He had Peeping Tom. He had convictions and he was sentenced. I still can't remember what the sentence was because I couldn't quite come to grips with the fact that I'd somehow been responsible. But you know, the scariest thing was going into the newsagents the next day or the day after and seeing all these headlines saying, in the vicar's daughter's bedroom.
Spark London now has 3 monthly nights.
The first Monday is at the Canal Cafe Theatre in Little Venice.
The second Monday is at the Hackney Picture House.
And the third is at the Ritzy Cinema in Brixton.
For more details, head to sparklondon.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.